Nearly half of Montanans are members and owners of an electric cooperative, putting power into their hands in more ways than one. But many have come under scrutiny for hindering member engagement. Lara Birx is a sustainability policy consultant in Livingston who says her unsuccessful run to be on the board of her local co-op, Park Electric, illustrates how boards could be more representative. She says many co-ops only allow voting for members that attend the annual meetings, which can be hard in a big county such as hers.
If they're traveling, if they have work or family commitments, they're unable to attend and vote. So that means that the board representation is reflected on the people that can attend the annual meeting at the Park County Fairgrounds on a Friday afternoon at the end of October. And that's just not a representative way to elect a board.
Birx says the best solution is to allow voting by mail. A 2016 survey by the Institute for Local Self-Reliance found that nationwide, more than 70% of electric co-ops have voter turnout of less than 10%. A report card by the Northern Plains Resource Council finds less than half of Montana co-ops allow voting by mail. Another reason Birx ran for a board seat was to move Park Electric toward clean energy sources. Northern Plains survey of co-ops also shows a renewable energy plan is even more rare than a vote by mail option, although some do offer solar and net metering opportunities. Birx believes Montanans want to move in this direction, and co-op's democratic principles are the right vehicle for change going forward.
I think it's a fantastic model. When it works well, it's really, really good. And that's why I'm optimistic about it, because the thing is, its strength relies on its member engagement.
Montana has 25 distribution co-ops in all 56 counties, providing power to more than 400,000 Montanans. For Big Sky Connection, I'm Eric Tegedoff.